Well, it's a good day to deck the halls, isn't it? Monday, December 20, 2021. I'm Brad Shepard, and our program today, Brad Shepard Today, is a mini program fitting in with the holiday crunch and the COVID concerns, but here we go. They say brevity is the soul of wit, so prepare for a witty show. I'm taking a day and a night off from home for the holidays at the Majestic in West Springfield, so is the rest of the cast. But the Grinch and I will return tomorrow and Wednesday night for the final two shows, and I hope you've been able to come, and if you want to try and nail down a couple of tickets, well, go for it. Your forecast. The winter weather continues to seesaw today, a bit more seasonal. By that I mean cold. Mostly sunny, high 30 to 34 degrees. The winds are south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for tonight, partly cloudy and a low between 18 and 24 degrees. Concerns mount at Springfield City Hall regarding COVID surges. And the mayor has issued the following statement. Quote, I will be meeting with Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calton-Harris over very serious concerns with COVID-19 incidents. In addition, I will continue my outreach conversations with Bay State Health President and CEO Dr. Mark Kerouac and Mercy Medical Center Chief Medical Officer Dr. Robert Roos. Updates to follow. While on the subject of the mayor, he and other city officials will join with NAI Plotkin for a special lottery drawing for the two North End Housing Initiative homes. Mayor Sarno will conduct the special lottery drawing, where two winners received for two brand new homes built in the North End at 111 Jefferson Avenue and 45 Bancroft Street. The homes were funded largely by HUD/City's Home Program, Home Investment Partnerships, that is. Springfield's Office of Community Development will be allocating CDBG grant funds to nonprofits for capital improvements to their facilities that house services for low and moderate income households. Funds are to be used for rehab or construction for the purpose of preserving or expanding their service capacity. The Office of Community Development announced federal CDBG RFP notices in October 2021, with RFP applications due November 29, 2021. So the city received responses from 17 nonprofit agencies and made available some $250,000 from its annual entitlement and a maximum of $25,000 awarded per organization for successful proposals. The proposals were reviewed in accordance with the evaluation criteria published within the RFP, which included organizational experience and performance, the project need and importance, project feasibility, and financial feasibility. Omicron surges have depressed the price of gas just a little bit. I didn't see that coming, did you? The cheapest price for a gallon of gas in Springfield is $3.14 per gallon. The most expensive, $3.89 per gallon. Comparing to nearby areas, Worcester's at $3.39 a gallon, Connecticut $3.48 a gallon, and Hartford $3.43 a gallon. National average of the price of gasoline has fallen 2.9 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.30 a gallon Monday, and the national average is down 11.1 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands at $1.09 higher than 1 year ago. Westfield's mask mandate takes effect today. Masks or face coverings now required when inside all public spaces. And they're also required at outdoor spaces of 100 people or more when social distancing of 6 feet cannot be maintained. The Board of Health will continue to review case numbers to determine when the mask mandate can be lifted. Well, maybe you can help with a clink in the kettle for the Salvation Army this season, or if you've already done so, maybe another toss would be possible. I'll tell you why. As of December 16, the Salvation Army, Massachusetts Division of Red Kettles, were down by more than 20% statewide compared to last year, as communities continue to struggle through the pandemic. The iconic fundraiser where volunteers stand there in all weather with red kettles wearing red and ringing bells has helped provide social services and year-long programming since the 1890s. Financial insecurity, less in-person shopping, closed stores, and canceled fundraising events are among the reasons the Salvation Army is seeing lower donation numbers. To help meet the need, the organization has asked people to also consider donating to a virtual kettle. You can find it online at SalvationArmy.com. Well, just like you, I'm going to run along now and deal with my last-minute holiday prep operations in this 11th-hour crunch. And I hope to have Mark Auer back with me tomorrow for an Artsbeat report. Until then, stay merry and happy and careful. Ho, 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 and out.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2021.
All rights reserved.